Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we learned that this apple is actually somehow made of candy, even the seeds. How is that possible? And Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas have now turned their attention to strawberries. Oh no, are we going to stop them in time before the world is full of cavities and trackers? I don't know, let's find out. We have to figure out where these foods are coming from, said Mr. Jim. Someone must be doing this. They must be altering the food in a way that even the seeds are changing. And if you change the seeds, then apples will be ruined forever. Man, our farmer friends have had it rough lately, but let's give them a call, said Mr. Jim. He grabbed the phone to call Farmer Bill.
Hey, Mr. Jim, it's great to hear from you. What's going on with you?
Hey, Farmer Bill, it's me and Jaden here. Ava's also kind of here, but she's on the walkie-talkie. Hey, Farmer Bill, Jaden shouted.
Hey, guys, it's strange that you would call, but some weird things have been happening at the nighttime. Just for a while, no one will believe me.
What's going on, Farmer Bill? Said Mr. Jim.
Well, you see, maybe my eyes are going bad, but I swear I see a UFO flying through the sky with purple lasers and no one believes me. It's been flying through my apple fields for a long time at night. I have been able to take a picture of it because it always comes at night and my flash
stopped working when it fell down the stairs and then I all of a sudden forgot to get the new battery. I'm so sorry, guys. I got the UFO.
It's real. It's big. With purple lasers and, yeah, no one will believe me.
Okay, Farmer Bill. Yeah, you see, we are actually calling about apples, and so it's funny that you mention your apple fields. So, hypothetically speaking, if someone were to alter the seeds of a plant, say an apple seed, and they altered the seed of that apple seed, would it grow different than a regular apple tree?
Oh, I certainly. You see, I always say, if you change the source, you change the... Oh, what do I always say? You change the source and you change the destination. Yeah, something like that. Well, anyway, the seed is the source of the plant. And if you were to change the seed, you're definitely going to change what it grows into.
Mr. Jim and Jaden looked right at each other and nodded their heads. They knew they were in the right direction.
All right, Farmer Bill. How about we'll come over tonight? I believe that you're seeing something crazy flying around, and maybe it's a UFO or maybe it's something else. But me and Jaden, we're going to come out to your farm tonight and see if we can catch it.
Oh, wow. Wow, that would be amazing. And if you catch it, I need to take a picture of that UFO so I can show all my friends.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we'll be there at sundown. Bye.
As they hung up the phone, Jaden turned to Mr. Jim and said,
Wait, did he say purple lasers?
Yeah, he did.
You don't think it's the purple ninjas? Like, everything that they do, it's like it's always purple. And if there's purple lasers that he's seeing, I can't help but think it's gotta be them. Holy smokes, Jaden, that makes so much sense. People's teeth are getting cavities from all the candy and the food, then that would make a ton of sense if it was Dr. Stinky Breath behind it all. Great thinking, Jaden, said Mr. Jim. All right, Jaden, I need you to go grab a whole bunch of net shooters because we are going on night patrol tonight. And I really want to catch me a UFO.
Jaden ran off to go get all the net shooters.
Shh, Ava, are you there? Said Mr. Jim.
Shh,
yeah, I'm here.
Still laying on the couch. What do you need?
Well, we're going to go over to Farmer Bill's farm tonight, and I need you to set up a radar so we can keep track of what's flying in the sky overhead. Can you do that for us?
Shh. Oh, absolutely. I love the radar. I'll get it set up right away.
Shh. Over the next few hours, Spyology Squad got everything ready to do their night patrol. They had net shooters and radar. Boy, are they really going to catch a UFO tonight? Hey, Jaden, great job in this spy paste. Looks like it's going to be done in about an hour. Awesome, said Jaden. Yeah, I think the spy paste is going to be the best toothpaste in all the area. We got to keep its recipe a secret so that Dr. Stinky Breath doesn't mess it up. All right, I think it's time to roll out. Let's go, Mr. Jim! Jaden and Mr. Jim grabbed their jetpacks and blasted off for the farm. They were ready for an amazing night patrol. What do you guys think of going out at nighttime? Is that a little scary?
Yes, it can be.
It is a good thing to have flashlights, right? Oh my goodness. Yeah, if we're playing in our backyard at night, we definitely need flashlights. Or else, I don't know if I can do it. Good thing we know how to choose to be brave, right? Yeah. Well, Jaden and Mr. Jim had arrived and they set up their secret spot. They thought the cornfield would be a great place to hide without being seen, and they grabbed their binoculars and started to watch the sky. All right, Mr. Jim, you watch north and west, and I'll cover the south and east part of the sky, said Jaden. Shh. Hey, Ava, anything on the radar yet? Nothing, just a whole bunch of birds flying around. I'll let you know if I see anything. Shh. Hey, Jaden, do you keep poking my shoulder? No, Mr. Jim, I'm way over here.
Then what is on my...
It's a mouse! Ah! Mr. Jim shouted. There was a mouse that had crawled up his arm and was sitting on his shoulder. He bumped the mouse right off his shoulder and shivered. Oh, I like mice, but... not crawling on my arm in the middle of the night.
Shh, guys, I see something on the radar. Do you see it? It's coming from the east.
Shh. Jaden grabbed his binoculars and looked.
Holy smokes. I don't need binoculars for that. Look.
Something was definitely flying from the east.
And it had purple lasers. Farmer Bill was right. It must be a UFO.
Quick, Jaden, grab the net shooters, said Mr. Jim. Jaden grabbed the net shooter and lined it up. 3, 2, 1.
We got it! Quick, tie it up so it doesn't get away.
Jaden grabbed some rope and tied it down on the ground so it couldn't fly away.
Wait a second, said Mr. Jim.
This is not a UFO.
It's a drone. We gotta get out of here fast. Let's bring it back to HQ for further analysis.
But what about Farmer Bill? He wanted a picture, said Jaden.
You're right.
Well, we don't have time for that. We can send him a picture later, but we gotta get back to HQ now. Hurry! Mr. Jim and Jaden grabbed onto that tied up drone and blasted off for HQ. As they landed at HQ, they could tell exactly what this drone was.
Mr. Jim, look at this.
Jaden had found Dr. Stinky Breath's logo printed on the back of the drone.
We were right, said Jaden. And I bet those purple lasers are doing something to the apples or any kind of plant to transfer them into candy.
Bing, 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 bing. The spy paste is now complete.
All right, I think we're in pretty good shape, said Mr. Jim. We've captured the drone, so I think that's going to stop transforming all the plants into some kind of addictive candy. And now we have our spy paste. We have to get this out to everyone right away. Back at Dr. Stinky Breath's secret lab.
Purple ninjas, where is our drone? Did you bring it back? I don't see it anywhere.
Well, it's kind of gone missing. We're not sure exactly what happened. Maybe, you know, maybe an animal bumped into it. Maybe it was a duck. Yeah, maybe it was a duck that flew into the drone and then we can go find it.
There's no ducks that would fly into our drone. What are you talking about? It must be Spyology Squad. Oh no, that was our only drone with those special lasers. No!
Great job, Spyology Squad. We did it. We stopped Dr. Stinky Breath and his team from changing all the food into some kind of addictive candy. And it looks like we now have spy paste to keep all of our teeth super duper clean. Great job, Spyology Squad. We'll see you next time because there's an adventure around every corner.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science or if you love stopping bad guys, you need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team because there's an adventure around every corner.